This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
This morning we continue with the second part of our Christmas story, the birth of Jesus Christ, Saviour of the world. Yesterday's Christmas special was dedicated to all those who sacrificed so much to bring support and healing to our world during the pandemic these last couple of years. But today I'd like to dedicate today's programme to all those of you who've suffered during this pandemic, in body, mind or spirit, and to those who've recently mourned the loss of loved ones. Let's hope that this programme will lift your hearts and bring comfort to you. Let's open today's programme with one of the most well-loved carols of all time, In the Bleak Midwinter. It celebrates the birth of Jesus who brought light to a dark and dismal world. He was and is our hope and peace. He was and is love incarnate, the answer to this world's problems, if we were all to live a life like his. What can we give him? The song asks. Let's find out.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. Snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, our God and cannot hold him, nor us sustain.
Days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the skies and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of awe from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Still through the cloven sky,
as they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still the heavenly music falls o'er all the weary world. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness led to hear the angels sing.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A new and glorious morn, fall on your knees. chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus,
seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So let me now ask a question. What is so special about this baby coming into the world? Well, the answer can be found threaded throughout all of our readings today, especially in the words of the angels who told the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." And listen again to what the angel told Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. What is conceived in Mary is from the Holy Spirit. This was no ordinary baby. Selwyn Hughes, author of the Everyday with Jesus series, describes just how special this child Jesus was. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth, but he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to say, in one respect, he resembles us, but in another, he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he had always been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. And he finishes by adding, there was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity. There you have it in a nutshell, really. So rejoice, everyone. Christ is born of the Virgin Mary. In Latin, that reads, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine Gaudete.
Unde lux est tota salus infinita.
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Jesus came to his own, but were the people open to receive him? Not all. Are we ready to receive him into our hearts today? Where else can we find the peace that he alone can bring? Who else is there to assure us of eternal life? No other. I do hope that hearing the Christmas story today has blessed you all, and that you've enjoyed the mix of traditional and contemporary music. Today you've been listening to songs from Susan Boyle, Maddie Pryor and the Carnival Band, Maeve from Celtic Woman, Amy Grant, Songs of Praise Big Sing, Josh Groban, Steel Eye Span and Andrea Bocelli. This is Sheila Hamill and New Day Dawning, which comes to you at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick, who produces this programme each week. And thank you so much for listening and for sharing this precious time with us. Do you want to say goodbye, Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Our final hymn from the film Christmas Carol reminds us this season to be full of God's mercy, generosity and kindness to others, especially to those in great need. May God bless us, everyone. Have a wonderful day today. Bye for now.
Together, one and all, in the giving spirit, gifts abound here, great and small, joyously we feel it, blessings.
sent us from above, guide us on our way. We raise our voice as we rejoice, bow our head and pray. A miracle has just begun. God bless us. The voices no one hears, we have come to find you. With your laughter and your tears, goodness, hope and virtue. Father, mother, daughter, son, each a treasure be. One candle's light dispels the night, now our eyes can see. Burning brighter than the sun, God bless us, everyone.
A miracle has just begun.
God bless us. Together, one and all, in the giving spirit, gifts abound here, great and small. Joy.